This is 7AD and the Cricket Tasmania Premier League. It's semi-finals weekend coming up. And the Greater Northern Raiders into the semis. They'll be playing Newtown at La Trobe. Saturday and Sunday, here's Coach Tim Coyle. Morning, Coyle.
Good morning, Darren.
Very good to be in a semi.
Yeah, great result. You know, I think on the back of the T20 title, actually then consolidate our cricket on the back of that and secure second spot overall in the competition has been an outstanding result.
I was reading a story with Richard Bennett from the Raiders in the paper about you guys really want the next phase in the program to secure a home ground. I know you've got to focus on the games coming up and trying to win a premiership, but that's vitally important for next year, isn't it?
Well, yeah, whether it's next year or somewhere in the future, I think it's the natural progression for, you know, this is a high-performance program, and that's what it is, you know, in terms of, you know, Cricket Tasmania's position with the Greater Northern Raiders. It's a high-performance program, and a high-performance program deserves to have high-performance facilities. We do access those at UTAS Stadium when we can get there, but obviously there are other sports and other events that use that facility, and you know we lose our access to some degree. So then we have to fish around basically for somewhere to play and often to train. To have a facility that we can call home, and you know we do have a trophy but we don't have a cabinet.
So
you know, to be able to actually have somewhere where we can be based, and I think it's also part of the aspirational point with this program is if young players are looking at their cricket and want to challenge themselves at the next level, they can see that if they put their hand up to be part of what the Greater Northern Raiders provide, there's some really good coaching, but down the track we'll have our first class facility that's accessible to these players, and then that's a huge part of us being able to secure the program with depth of players because they want to come and play. They see it. They see the facility, they see what's on offer, they'll enjoy the challenge, and the program will remain healthy. And the commitment word is the thing that still challenges us, is having enough good cricketers who are committed to the program 100%. Once you get commitment from players and once people see it as the place they want to be, then we're a program that has a male team and a female team.
Yeah.
We don't have first, seconds, third grade. What we have is this team, and then the rest of our club is supported by the Northwest teams and the Northern teams. So they're our feeders, if you like. So it's an interesting discussion around whether it will actually ever have that typical club cricket feel to it. Because of its nature. In saying that, the relationship between the Greater Northern Raiders and the clubs is vital, and we need to do more work in that space. There's no doubt about that. That time with clubs, so we can work with the teams in a two-way street that provide the players.
Meantime, business at hand, semi-final against Newtown this weekend. The wicket at La Trobe's been getting great raps from everyone I've spoken to. Jason Sims, the curator there, and his team have been producing some really good quality, reasonably flat and good for scoring and good for bowling as well, general all-round wickets.
Yeah, all the feedback I'm getting is the same. And discussions with La Trobe and the work that we've done in the lead up to securing this fixture at La Trobe has been absolutely fantastic. They have gone, out of their way to make sure that this is going to be, a great weekend for cricket on the northwest coast and a great weekend for cricket for the, Greater Northern Raiders. Couldn't have asked for anything more. We're really looking forward to coming to La Trobe. It's amazing when, that sort of enthusiasm comes your way from the cricket club and the council and, how it makes our life so much easier.
Well done to three of your players, Omani, Chapman and Charlie Easto, going round for the second 11 this week. Very good.
Look, yeah, and again, it's part of what we've got to aspire to as a program is to provide players, you know, for Tasmania at the next level, second 11, and hopefully beyond. So great recognition for those three guys who have been consistent performers in you know, Premier League cricket now over the years. Obviously, you know, Sam Omani, player of great interest to us all, who's, you know, the more he plays at this level and Premier League cricket and second level cricket, the better you'll get. And hopefully, again, that inspires other people to do the same.
Fine both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get some cricket. A little bit of rain around maybe the next couple of days, but looks like the weather on the weekend's going to be fine. So we'll get a game in. So, you know, we go in with a, you know, in second spot with an advantage that we're hosting a final. You know, we need to bring our best cricket. We need to bat really well. By the sounds of it, you know, the way the wicket's been, it'll be a good day to win the toss and bat for a long time. So, you know, that's the challenge ahead of us. They're a good team, Newtown. We've had some, you know, we've had some good games against them. They've got a quality bowling attack and, you know, we'll need to be at our best. But, look, you know, we're going with some confidence. A good win against Glenorchy last time we played to get us into the finals. We've had a couple of weeks back at great cricket. People are really looking forward to this challenge.
Yeah. All right. Good luck this weekend, Tim.
Good. Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.